What day is it?
Today is Thursday.
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 Okay, just remember Thursday.
Let's wake up.
Wake up. Let's go. It's time.
No, I really don't want to.
I don't really want to.
This is our show.
People are counting on us. The galaxy is counting on us.
Can I ask how many people are listening right now?
One at a time, everybody. One at a time.
Well, then we best get going.
Let's put on a show.
Showtime, folks.
It is not only Thursday, it is National High Five Day. Ooh, ooh,
ooh, ooh.
Air five, Tara.
I like to skins myself.
I saw something this morning that just made me giggle out loud. I think it's a blog. It's How to Be a Dad.
Okay.
I think it's a blog just about manly stuff. But it actually talks about how to have a high five and never screw it up again. Let's be honest. How many times have you gone for a high five and you miss, or you just get like the side of the hand and you feel stupid,
so
or it just doesn't feel like you had good contact?
If it's someone I'm approaching, I do the elbow thing.
Yeah.
But if not, there's so many times I've whiffed it.
Well, let's go over this.
Okay.
And let's see if it's helpful. According to How to Be a Dad, form your hand into a flat surface.
Is this how it works?
It's just stupid. Form your hand into a flat surface with your fingers together. Spreading them out too much can minimize that satisfying smacking sound.
Okay, that's good
to
know.
So we've got our hands together.
Wait, here's the test. Open fingers, close fingers. Yeah, it's more satisfying when it's shut.
Really? To me, it sounded exactly the same in my ears. All right, number two, how to have the perfect high five. Recognize or declare a high five is about to happen. You don't have to yell. You don't have to yell high five. Just make sure there's no confusion. Make eye contact. Tara,
consent?
High five on contact.
Do you consent that there's a high five coming? Because it's coming your way.
I consent. All right, number three, stay calm. Stay calm and be ready to move in unison.
Okay. This is sounding more and more sensual as we go on. First, you're going to consent, then we're going to move in unison.
Don't panic or try to rush it. You're not swatting a bee, and it's not a competition. Just be smooth.
It's for everyone's enjoyment, not just yours. Slow down a little bit.
I have tears coming out of my eyes. This is so stupid. Okay, and finally, how to have the perfect high five according to How to Be a Dad. I think it's a blog. This is the most important one. Look at their elbow. Not their hand. Your brain will automatically know where your hand needs to be, and you'll make better contact. It's especially helpful with running high fives where you've got more moving parts.
Which is what I do the most often. I'm just like, hey, guy a mile away, let's do this.
Now it's going to be awkward, though, because I'm going to be like, eh.
We'll practice off air for a little while. Get it down to a science.
All right. So go out there today, practice your form, and have the perfect high five day. When we come back with Tabloid Trash here in a few minutes, oh my gosh, so many things about Taylor, her music possibly leaked online, and that New Heights hat, the green one, duh, sold out immediately over the weekend, but I know where you can actually get one. Jack Harlow on Mix 93.3. Good morning. It is the Rocket and Teresa show. We do have some severe storms that are going to probably be mostly north of the metro this morning. So just be sure and keep an eye on it. Expect that to be a little bit of an issue on your drive to work. Coming up at 7 o'clock, we have your first chance to win $1,000 with our $1,000 thank you.
That's right. Your first keyword of the day. And it only takes one to win.
Yes. And then also coming up around 6:40 this morning, Tara and I just figured out that our entire lives have been a lie.
I'll be honest, I'm ticked.
Yeah, there is a very common phrase that I think maybe we've been saying incorrectly, maybe you've been saying incorrectly, we're not sure, but we'll get your opinion on it.
It's honestly one of those things I refuse to accept, and I'm going to continue saying it my way because I won't be able to live otherwise.
It's kind of rocking our world right
yes.
now. Yes. Not in a good way. But first, let's get to your tabloid trash. So certain keywords have been banned from X amid a rumor that Taylor Swift's upcoming album, The Tortured Poets Department, has leaked online. It's supposed to drop tonight at midnight, which means we get it at 11 o'clock. Ooh, ooh. You can't search the phrase Taylor Swift leak specifically and other words that would bring that up.
That could be a funny result anyway.
Yeah, really. Snippets of songs have been circulating across the internet that are alleged to be on the album, but Swifties have quickly determined that they're fakes and they're AI versions. And let me tell you what, if Taylor doesn't want her music to be leaked, it's not going to be leaked.
I agree.
If there ever was an official leak, it's because she wanted it to happen.
Agree.
Yeah.
She is a mastermind.
Exactly. By the way, with that green New Heights hat that she was wearing when she was with Travis Kelce at Coachella, immediately sold out. But I guess there's a local store that makes their version of it. It looks exactly the same. I don't know if it's an official one or not. But KCTV5 had a cute story on it this morning. It's sandlotgoods.com.
Cool.
Looks exactly like the one she was wearing if you want to order it. And then also listening to the podcast yesterday, the New Heights podcast, you know, they did that live one in Cincinnati at their college where they both went to school, and they had like some fun contests and things. And Jason's always losing his Super Bowl ring. Mm-hmm. So they did a fun contest about it where people had to dive in chili and try and find the ring. Apparently, it was never found.
Oh, gosh.
And he said that to this day, they still haven't found it. They tried metal detectors. They tried everything. He's probably going to have to order a new one.
Why would they use the real one for a game?
That's exactly what I said. Seriously, Jason, it's a game.
You can buy those on eBay so cheap.
Oh, I'm like, well, guess what? The real ones are not cheap. They're like $50,000. So there you go. Martin Scorsese, he reportedly wants Leonardo DiCaprio to work with him again and play
What? Who?
Did my words just completely flip?
Maybe.
Frank Sinatra was what? My brain completely switched the first
Sank
letter.
Sinatra, my boy, my dog.
What the heck
That's
just
amazing.
Happened? Yeah. So anyways, he wants Leonardo DiCaprio to play Frank Sinatra. I actually think he would be really good at that role.
I do too.
And production on Law & Order SVU was halted for about 20 minutes yesterday. This is so cute. It's because the show's star, Mariska Hargitay, helped a little girl find her mother. The little girl got separated from her mom, and she saw Mariska's badge and thought she was a real officer.
Aww.
So she went up to her, and like, there's a real cute picture of her kneeling down on her level trying to help her out, and they were able to reunite her with her mom. That's your tabloid trash. Save time and money with healthy grab-and-go meals that are delicious from Lean Kitchen KC, locally owned. I can't stop thinking about, what did I say?
Strength Finatra. I thought you were trying to say like a Greek god or something, like sanctimonious, blah, 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 blah.
Oh, there are locally owned 4 locations. Go to leankitchenkc.bottle.com. Tate McRae on Mix 93.3. Okay, we need your help, Kansas City. Tara and I feel like we've been raised on a pile of lies.
It's true.
I saw something. First of all, don't ever say that just playing on TikTok for hours is a waste of your time, because it is so not. Yesterday, Tara and I learned that you can actually type in the incorrect number on your calculator and swipe it with your finger and delete it. Did you know that that was a thing? I didn't know that was a thing until yesterday. And I sent it to at least 10 people, and I'm going to say all of them said, no, I had no idea.
I had to try it immediately. It wasn't one of those things where I was like, oh, haha, video. I was like, let's do this. 5,000, you swipe it backwards, it becomes 555. Mm-hmm. Amazing.
I know. And then I saw one of those stupid videos that says, you know, I was today years old, and it said, when I learned that something as hard as hell is actually hard as hail.
No.
Like H-A-I-L, because hail is hard. And I was like, no, it doesn't. It's like, obviously, walking through hell would be hard. It would be hard as hell. This test is hard as hell. And you looked it up, and what did it say?
It completely 50-50. You go to different websites, like The Sun says, the majority of people agree it's hard as hail. Like the weather.
I will never say hail.
And then you go to another website and says the majority of people agree it's hard as hell. I'm sorry. I will never say hail.
I mean, obviously, if you say it's hot as hell, you're referring to H-E-L-L.
Yeah, you definitely can't say hot as hail.
Hard, I mean, I feel like hard as H-E-L-L still makes sense, though, because I'm sure it's not easy. Hopefully, I won't ever find out.
I feel like, too, hard as hail, I would think that someone just had a little accent. Maybe saying, that's hard as hail.
But I guess if we're going to really break it down, that does also make sense, because hail is very hard.
No.
It's big chunks of ice flying through your windshield.
I refuse. This reminds me of when I had the conversation with my in-laws where I say cauliflower, and they're like, everybody says cauliflower.
Cauliflower.
It's insane
to me. You say cauliflower?
Yeah. But now that I'm aware of it, I'm like 50-50. Cauliflower.
Also, when I first met you, didn't you also used to say woof?
I'll be honest, yes.
And we're talking about W-O-L-F.
And I still probably do sometimes.
It's wolf. Well, I'll be fair. I don't want you to be pointed out. I used to, when I first started in radio, would always say roof. And it's, you know, it's roof. You have to really enunciate roof.
I'm open to roof, though. I feel like that's a Midwest roof. Thing.
It is, probably. Yeah. But I guess if we're going to be radio, we can't have accents, even though it slips out.
That's the first I heard of this.
But roof was really bad, so I had to start saying roof.
Roof.
And you'll notice if I ever say that word, I'm going to really enunciate the double O. It's roof.
Well, you know the classic song, The Roof is on Fire.
Yeah, the roof is on fire. And apparently, nobody in Kansas City gives a crap about whether it's hard as hell or hail because they're not helping on the text line. Is anyone calling?
Nope. Nobody cares. They're like, you two are so stupid. Who put you in charge of these microphones?
Guys, I just need one person to validate us. Do you say hard as hell or do you say hard as hail?
-5 people are validating us.
All right, fine. I guess we'll play some music.
Whatever, joke's on you, Kansas City.
You know what? Being on the radio is hard as hail.
Yeah.
From the heart of Westport.
Kansas City's number one hit music station. Mix 93.3. Kansas City.
Okay, so the Rocket and Teresa show, and yes, we are about to give you your 7 o'clock keyword, your chance to win $1,000 with our $1,000 thank you. But first, Tara and I feel somewhat validated because we asked you earlier, we saw a video that said, I was today years old when I learned that when people say it's hard as hell, it's actually hard as hail, H-A-I-L. And Tara and I were like, no, it's not.
Not a chance.
And we had this big discussion and everybody, all the texts flew in, of course, as soon as we went back into music.
Yeah.
And everyone's saying hell, H-E-L-L. And then they all agree with us. They're all saying H-E-L-L. Not one person said that they say hard as hail. We did have one person that said it's not hail or hell. At this point, you should just say it's hard AF.
True. That's fair.
But yeah, so I just want to point out, I feel very validated, and now we can go on with our day. Do you feel better, Tara?
I feel a little better, and I say no matter what the proper phrase is, us in Kansas City, we know what's right.
That's
okay?
Right.
Our mama's raised us right.
That's right.
Yeah.
Mix 93.3 and Security Bank of Kansas City are teaming up to give you a G.
That's right. With Mix's $1,000 thank you, your first keyword of the day is money. M-O-N-E-Y. Just go to mix93.com, enter the keyword money, and you could win $1,000. We're about to give you a little Dua Lipa, but right after that, it'll be your chance to win a pair of tickets to the second annual Phase Fest.
Billboard, baby, Dua Lipa, make them dance when they come on. Everybody
Teddy Swims, Lose Control on Mix 93.3. We've got Texas Hold'em, Beyonce coming up, but first, let's give you some amazing concert tickets.
That's right. We've got a pair of tickets to the second annual Phase Fest coming up June 2nd at Legends Field. And if you win these tickets, you'll also be a finalist to possibly win VIP tickets. This year's lineup has Boys Like Girls, Senses Fail, Yellow Card, Bayside, 303, Hooba Stank, Secondhand Serenade, Emery, and DJ Joey Donut. It's a full festival experience, craft food, retail vendors, video game lounge, so much great stuff going on. You just have to answer one of my trivia questions,
Tara,
correctly.
You know what? Sometimes
what?
I feel like your trivia questions are hard as hell, H-E-L-L.
Yes.
Not hail, H-A-I-L.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, thank you so much to Matthew, who just sent us a link that says H-E-L-L is correct. So in your face.
That's right. Thank you, Texter, for just validating us because we're such losers and we need your validation.
Oh, well, 816-476-7093. Kind of depressing.
Good morning. Who's this?
Amanda.
All right, Amanda. Are you ready to play trivia?
Yes.
All right, 7 in 10 people wish they knew more about this so they could enjoy it more. What is it?
Sorry, can you say that again? You cut out.
7 in 10 people wish they knew more about this so they could enjoy it more. What is it?
I don't know.
See? Okay, that's okay.
Hard as hail.
Hello, happy Thursday. Who is this?
Janetta.
All right, Janetta. When a helicopter lands at the White House, where does it touch down?
On their own, like, the helipad?
That may be correct in some ways, but I'm looking for a different answer. Thank you for playing. Good morning. Are you ready for your trivia question?
Yes.
All right. What's the name of the space shuttle that exploded just 73 seconds into its flight in 1986?
Is it Apollo?
No. Thanks for playing. All right. Let's get another caller. Hello. Are you ready to play?
Yes.
Okay. Name the three Rice Krispies elves.
Snap, crackle, pop.
Yeah. Good job.
Are they actually elves? I don't know if I've ever really thought of that.
They're totally elves. They love Christmas and they love cereal. So you get a pair of tickets to the second annual Phase Fest, June 2nd at Legends Field.
Nice. Thank you.
You're so welcome. I'm going to put you on hold for just 1 second.
All right, Tara, I need answers now.
You need answers right now. 7 in 10 people wish they knew more about this so they could enjoy it more. It's wine.
Oh, okay.
When a helicopter lands at the White House, it touches down. Yes.
I'm so smart.
Excellent. South Lawn was the right answer. And the space shuttle that exploded just 73 seconds into its flight in 1986 is the Challenger.
I'm the winner.
Let's not go on a game show with Teresa. That's all I have to tell you. She knows her stuff.
It doesn't happen often, so just enjoy it now while it's happening.
Today's your lucky day. What do we have coming up at 7:20?
We actually, okay, again, Tara and I, we really need to stay off TikTok. Yesterday, they were talking about something on the Today Show. It has to do with divorce and changing your name. And I feel like Tara and I wanted to literally punch somebody in the face. It made us so angry. So we would like to know if it's just us or if it's your opinion as well. Makes 93.3. It is the Rockin' and Teresa Show, 728. Could have some severe weather today, so just keep an eye on it. I think a lot of it is north of the metro. Coming up, we have the latest from Justin Timberlake. But first, I saw something yesterday, and I'll be honest, I looked at it. It was from the Today Show, Hoda and Jenna. I think it actually was from like a week or so ago, but it just popped up in my feed yesterday for some reason. And because of my experience growing up in a divorced household, it immediately just like, I don't know. I had a reaction to it, and I just want to know what your thoughts are. This was the scenario that they were discussing on the Today Show.
She was married to her husband for 12 years, but they've been divorced for 5. They have 3 teenage kids together, and her husband is now getting remarried. He asked her if she would consider changing back to her maiden name because he feels like it's awkward for her and the new wife to have the same last name.
Oh, is it awkward? I'm sorry. Is your life awkward? Well, that's what happens sometimes when you get divorced.
Seriously.
That's her name. She legally changed it. It's her name. I've thought about this before, and it's not because I'm getting divorced, but I think it's because I grew up, my mom and dad were married to each other and divorced from each other twice. So in elementary school, my mom, the first time, she took back her maiden name.
Okay.
Which I totally understand. But for me, I always hated the fact that we didn't have the same last name. And so the second time she got divorced from my dad, she kept the name. And so she's still Maxwell. That's my maiden name. But I just always, for some reason, I guess I've just always thought if anything ever happened, that I would keep my married last name because it's the same name as my kids.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. And you know what? I earned the right to have that name. And now, honestly, because I'm coming up on 26 years of marriage, I've actually had that name longer than I went by my maiden name.
Seriously, and I feel like aside from all of the very important family stuff, like it makes it easier to have the same last name as your kids, all that. Also, it's just a pain in the butt to change it the first time. And in our culture, it's traditional that the woman takes the man's last name. Why does she have to change again?
I just hate the fact that he had the nerve to come to her and ask her, would you mind changing it? Because, you know, I don't want the new wife and you to have the same name. I think that totally is coming from the wife, by the way, not from
him. The new wife?
Yes.
So I think, God forbid anything happened in my marriage, I would always respect my ex-husband's opinion on parenting. Mm-hmm. But you have no right to tell me what to do.
Exactly.
Once we're divorced, you can't have an opinion on me and what I do. That's over. We can talk about the kids, but not myself. Teresa sent me this video. It was like a TikTok link, and just seeing the title enraged me. I didn't even click it to play it. I was like, oh, heck no.
Teresa on the text line says, it's a pain in the butt, talking about changing your name.
Yes.
See, I haven't had to do it since 1998, so I don't even, it's probably more difficult these days than it was back then when I had to do it. My text line is locking up a little bit. Hold on. This one says, I kept my married name, so the same as the kids.
Yeah.
And then she basically said, you know, forget that other person.
Seriously, like if you're even going through an airport, you have to do some extra explaining if your driver's license doesn't match the kid's last name. I mean, Why make things that's also more a good difficult?
Point. You're right. That is a good point, too. They'll ask more questions that way.
Signing your kids up for sports. It all is more complicated if you don't share a last name with the children.
Kim on the text line says, I would make the husband take the new wife's last
that's
name.
That's right. If you guys want to match.
Yeah. If you want to be different than me, then that's what you're going to have to do because I'm not changing it. This one is from Laura, I believe, on the text line. I have a friend who is a second wife, and she kept her maiden name because she didn't want to be the second Mrs. Ha ha.
That's fair.
You know what? Again, that's your choice. That's something that you have to deal with. It's not going to bother me. I'm keeping my name because this is my name.
Seriously, do whatever you want for you, but don't tell me what to do. Let's go to the phones. Good morning. How do you feel about this?
I have a unique situation. My ex-husband wanted me to take my maiden name back because he was already with another lady. They got married 5 months after we got divorced. And so she did not want me to have his last name any longer. So he, while we were going through our divorce process, was absolutely trying to change it. My lawyer kept saying to me, hey, do you want to take your maiden name back? And I was like, no, I want it to be what my kid's name is. Like, I'm not doing that. And he would just kept asking. And I kept thinking how odd it was that he kept asking. When I got my divorce papers and the finality of all of it, it was back to my maiden name. So I called my lawyer and I was like, what's up? But I thought I made it very clear that I didn't want my maiden name back. And he was like, well, the only way he would agree to pay you the settlement was if you took your name back. You were so staunch against it, you wouldn't listen. So I just did it. He goes, but all I got to do is run to the courthouse, file a one sheet of paper, and you get it back. And you get your settlement. So yay.
That's not a good lawyer.
So, yeah, not a chance.
Yeah.
So did you get a change back?
My lawyer, he got a change back. He goes, it'll take me 5 minutes at the courthouse. He's like, I won't even charge you. But he's like, you just wouldn't listen.
Dang right, you're not going to charge me. Wow.
So, no, he was great. Like he did that, like, he did it in my behalf for me. So he was excellent about it just because I was being stubborn.
But he shouldn't have done that. He shouldn't have done that against, without you even knowing about it.
Yeah, and also your ex-husband, I kind of want to punch in the neck.
Yeah, there was just something about, like, he couldn't just come out and tell me, like, some kind of rule or something. I don't know. I'm not a law person. But he was like, I couldn't just, he goes, I kept asking, and you wouldn't listen. And he's like, I don't understand it. But he was like, I couldn't just tell you, like, hey, you're not going to get your settlement if you don't do this. It's something about kind of being, like, unethical or whatever. So, that was how it went for me. So I got the name and the settlement, and life is good.
Good. Well, good for you. I'm glad it all worked out. That was a stressful story for me, honestly, and I didn't even live through it. Have a great day.
Someone brings up the point that men never have to go through the process of changing their name, so they don't get it. Brittany on the text line says, hey, it's Brittany. My ex-husband literally told me I need to change it so his new person can have it, so I totally understand.
Wait, you understand?
Maybe she's saying she understands what this person's going through. Do you understand and think it's okay? I mean, if that's your opinion, then that's great. I don't agree with that.
I would be more likely to go back if I had no children. But it's just like you said, I would want to match my daughters.
A couple people are pointing out that if you remarry, then your name is probably going to change. That is true. That's a different scenario. We're talking about a woman who was divorced, not remarried yet, and her husband wanted her to change her name back to her maiden name so his new wife wouldn't have the same last name.
No offense to the new wife, but we don't bend over backwards to make her comfy.
No.
Let's take one more call, and then we're going to have to take a quick break. Good morning. How do you feel about this?
I kept my last name. I never have ever changed my name when I was married. I have 3 kids, 3 men, all my name.
I like it. Do your kids have the man's last name or yours?
Mine.
I love it. Now that's the way you get around this whole situation.
Yeah, even being married, it's like, you know, you loved me as whatever my last name was. I never felt the need to change it. So any guy that chooses to ever, like, marry me, it's going to be under the name that I am.
That you decide. I love it. Good for you.
Lots of people texting in now. He could just take his new wife's last name.
Yeah, he can. Or he can come up with an alternate last name. It's none of my business.
I like that solution. All right. When we come back here in about 10 minutes, we've got to talk about the very expensive thing, no surprise, that Jason Kelce lost. I ain't worried about it. One Republic, Mix 93.3. We've got Jack Harlow coming up. But first, Tara, one couple things. What was the keyword that you just announced at 8 o'clock?
It was cash, C-A-S-H. Just enter it at mix93.com. Only takes one keyword to win $1,000.
And second, is your water still intact?
Yes, unfortunately. And by water, she means my amniotic fluid. For all you people out there that are grossed out by that phrase, that's what she's talking about. Yesterday, we were doing the radio show, as we do, and I was very uncomfortable and crampy. And it immediately hit me, what if this is it? If my water breaks in this studio, so many things would have to happen. A, we'd probably have to replace the carpet squares because that's just kind of yucky, somebody's fluids. But B, I don't know that Rocket would ever come back.
Probably
because
not.
He gets so grossed out by things.
He'd be traumatized.
He'd be like, I can't do this. Sure, you remodeled the entire studio. There's not a trace of germs in this place. I can't return. Because something yucky happened.
Yeah, it just got us thinking, and Rocket would never let us talk about this because he's too grossed out. So we're like, hey, it's a girl's day. We're going to do whatever we want. Tara and I both, with your first daughter and with both of my sons, mm-hmm. we were induced. So I never had to deal with, oh my gosh, my water just broke and I'm in public. But yes. I'm so curious for those of you that have dealt with that, where were you? And what happened?
Mm-hmm.
Like, were you like, hold on, let me clean this up before I go to the hospital? Or did you just, who cares, let's go? I really want to know. 816-476-7093. I would love to hear your experience if you have a good story.
And did it look like you peed your pants?
Out of your friend group, because you know, you're the same, like all of your friends are kind of getting married and having babies at the same time. I was the same way with my girlfriends. I don't think any of us had our water break. I think all of us had to be induced.
Yeah, I can't think of like my sisters, my friends. I'm not sure I know of anybody whose water spontaneously broke.
Maybe movies are just a lie, Tara.
Yes. And they're immediately, when the water breaks, the contractions have started. They need to rush to the hospital.
Oh, yeah. And then the baby comes in the car.
Yes.
We've all seen it.
It's easy breezy. Let's go to the phones. Good morning. What's your story?
Hi. Yeah. You know what? My daughters, I did not have my water break with them. But with my son about 7 years ago, it broke in the closet in my house, putting away laundry. And it was just like a spill of water.
Okay.
Were you like, so much for that laundry?
I was like, well, that's just great. Yeah. I actually like just turned over the laundry and covered it all up so I could soak it up because it just kept coming.
That's insane. I can't imagine. How far along were you when that happened?
I was only 4 days out.
From your due date?
Yeah.
Don't tell me that. Tell me it was super early.
So then after your water broke, how long until the baby came?
The next day at about 1 p.m.
So you still had to wait a
That's
while.
Amazing.
It was that night. It was like 10 o'clock at night. And so by 1 o'clock in the afternoon, he came.
That is actually a phenomenal story. I'm glad it happened in the privacy of your own home. You have a good day.
Thanks for calling.
It was at home doing laundry. Yep, it was hilarious. Yeah. And I thought, oh, well, That's dirty again.
Thank you.
What a waste of my time.
On the text line, Tara, we've got one that says, I'm due on the 7th and so scared it will happen in public, especially at work. I think we all go through that.
Yeah.
Like, we hope it's not going to happen. You know, what if you're like introducing, like you had a remote last week and you were out at KCK Community College.
I think that would have really added to it. Like, hey, everybody, you should go to KCKCC. Also, if you don't, this will happen.
Oh, well, hold on before you take the next call. Ex-labor nurse here on the text line. Only 10% of women have their water break on its own.
That is interesting. Good morning, Mix. What's your name?
My name is Rachel. And with my first pregnancy, my water did not break. But my second pregnancy, I had twins. And we happened to be at home. One of my husband's friends was over, and it was just us three, and I had made a big pot of chili. We had just sat down in the living room, and we're eating dinner, and my water broke. And I was so embarrassed, so I didn't want to, like, say anything in front of his buddy. So I text my husband, and I told him, I said, you know, hey, either this just happened, or I just peed myself, one of the two. So I asked him to take his buddy outside, but his buddy was so cool about it. Like, whenever we left, he actually took the time to clean it all up for me. So when we came home from the hospital, everything was clean and ready to go. So good friends are always good to have around when it happens.
Yeah,
what a nice guy.
What's that friend's name?
His name's Matt.
Justice for Matt. What a good guy. You have a great day.
Right. Thanks.
Teresa, we have so many phone calls coming in. Let's take a few more.
Okay.
Good morning. Who's this?
This is Ashley.
Ashley, what happened with you?
I was 22, senior year of college, and I was just laying in bed, but I didn't go right into labor. I still took a shower, straightened my hair, did all the things.
See, I feel like that's more realistic, that it's not quite as
dramatic
as
like
they
in
show
the movies.
You're like, I got time.
Yeah.
Have a good day.
This one on the text line, I think it's from Tessa. It says that we had just bought a brand new car and we were out shopping, getting ready to go to a barbecue, and my water broke in the passenger seat.
Yikes.
So
hopefully
much for
it was
that
leather.
New car smell.
Good morning. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Jessica.
Can you turn your radio down for us, Jessica?
Yep, got it.
Perfect. Tell us your story.
So my first one, my water broke on its own, but I didn't go into labor until about 6 hours later.
Okay.
My second one, however, I was 2:30 in the morning, totally asleep, and my water broke in bed, and I woke up to a puddle and then woke my husband up, and then my daughter was there about an hour later.
Wow.
I was going into labor on the way there. She was definitely crowning on the way to the hospital. And then by the time we got there, the triage nurse asked me if I felt like I needed to push. And at that point, I didn't know what she really meant. But then as we were going to the labor room, I could feel what she meant.
Oh, my gosh.
And she was, I was like in so much pain, and I asked her if she could give me the epidural, and she looked at me and laughed and said, "You're at 10 centimeters. We're about to push." And so I pushed her 2 minutes later, and she was there.
Oh my gosh, you are a rock star.
That kind of does sound like a movie.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, it really was pretty wild.
Wow, thank you
so much.
Let me read one more text before we go to break, Tara, because we wanted to know if it's happened in public. And this one says, my water broke when I was at work, sitting in an office chair, selling donuts for our party committee. It was very embarrassing. I was overdue, and we had taken the bag out of the car, so we had to go home first and change my clothes, and then we went to the hospital.
That would be so embarrassing, because I too would wonder, did I just pee myself?
Yeah.
Or is this
also,
my water breaking?
Everybody on the text line seems to want to remind you that second babies come faster.
Exciting, sort of.
Noah Khan, Mix 93.3. So tonight's the night, Tara. You know what happens at 11 o'clock, right?
Tonight is a night when Drew become what?
No, that's not it. It's actually Taylor Swift's new album, The Tortured Poets Department. It technically drops at midnight, but that's Eastern time, so we should have it at 11 o'clock. I wouldn't be surprised if it drops early.
I'm just so excited.
I have no inside information. It should be 11 o'clock, but I'm just saying. I feel like in years past, she's ended up dropping it a little bit early.
Absolutely. And I told you, I asked my husband if he could take the day off tomorrow so I could just have some private time to enjoy the new album. And he didn't think that was a realistic ask. Isn't that rude?
Yeah, that's incredibly rude.
So what we've got here for a prize, speaking of Taylor Swift, we're going to give you a gift card to Tres Omari no matter what if you get this right. But you'll also be a finalist to possibly win a reservation for four and $50 towards your night out at the Tortured Pop-Up Department, a T-Swizzle tribute at Vignette's Bar. It's a full pop-up experience. It's going to be May 3rd through July 6th. There's going to be live music on Fridays and Saturdays, photo ops, cocktails, so many great things. But you'll have to answer all four of these T-Swizzle trivia questions correctly. Do you know Taylor Swift? Do you deserve this prize, Kansas City? 816-476-7093.
You're very dramatic. Are those pregnancy hormones making you so dramatic?
I want my water to break, so I'm trying to really get excited
really
about
want
everything.
Do you really want it to break, though? Let's be honest.
Yes. Yes. 100%. All right. Call now to play. Good morning. Who's this? Hello?
Oh, hi.
Could you turn your radio down for me, please?
Yes.
Perfection. All right. You have to get all four of these questions correct. Are you ready?
Yes.
What color hat was Taylor Swift wearing at Coachella?
Orange.
No, good try. But also, if you had listened to the Rocket and Teresa show this entire morning, we've definitely covered this. Good morning. Who's this?
Well, now I had to say, because I just got off work and I haven't been listening all morning.
That's okay. You might have seen it.
You might have got it right.
Okay. It's Mickey. This is Mickey.
Hi, Mickey.
What color was the hat Taylor Swift was wearing at Coachella?
Red.
No. I thought this would be so easy. That's hilarious. Hi, who's this?
This is Morgan.
All right, Morgan. What color was the hat Taylor was seen wearing at Coachella?
Green.
Yes. When does her new album drop?
Tonight at 11 p.m. Central Time.
Okay, girl. How many variations will the new album have?
Oh. Four.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that one. Good job.
What is Taylor releasing tomorrow that goes with her new album?
a music video.
Yes!
Good job!
You nailed it. Great job. So you are definitely getting a gift card to Tres Amare. Plus, you're a finalist to win that whole grand prize with the Tortured Pop-Up Department, a T-Swizzle tribute at Vignette's Bar.
Oh my gosh, thank you.
You are so welcome. I'm going to put you on hold for just 1 second, okay?
Thank you.
I think we got a true Swifty to win that thing.
Yeah, that was good. I was surprised that more people got the hat question wrong because that hat sold out immediately.
I know, it's been everywhere.
Yeah, I'll tell you where you actually could buy it here locally if you're interested in it and how a TV cop became a real life hero in about 10 minutes with your tabloid trash. Ariana Gun.
Ariana Grande, love Italy.
Grande? Ariana Grande on Mix 93.3. Is that 2 days in a row that I have flubbed her name?
Maybe. If she wasn't like breaking up marriages, you'd say her name correctly.
Maybe. It's not like she's a new artist. We even have brought her in for a Mix 93.3 Red, White, and Boom show. I have a video of her talking to my kids. I've interviewed her. Why am I messing up her name 2 days in a row? I don't know.
I think Ariana Gondola is like maybe her alter ego.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that. You know that it actually is pronounced Grandy?
I don't like that. That's, I don't care for that at all.
She pronounces it Grande, but her grandfather said it's Grandy.
That's like when Lindsay Lohan says it's Lohan, and you're like, yeah. No, it's really not. It's Lohan.
Yeah, exactly. Let's talk about Jason Kelsey. The newest episode of New Heights dropped yesterday, and they were sort of recapping their live show in Cincinnati. And they did a contest where they put socks in a big vat of chili, and I think it also had spaghetti and stuff in it, and they had rings inside of it. And one of them was supposed to be the real ring, Jason Kelsey's real Super Bowl ring, and apparently it got lost.
This game existed because I continually lose my Super Bowl ring, and I don't even know if Travis still knows this, but I legitimately lost my Super Bowl ring in this event. They could not find it. This is Jets Jake searching through the chili to try and find the sock that had my Super Bowl ring in it. We have still yet to find it.
What did you expect to happen?
I thought that we would just go in the pool and get the ring afterwards.
You're such a imbecile.
It's just a hunk of metal. I'll just have another one made, I think. They can do that, right?
I don't know, Jason. Probably.
Guess we're gonna find out.
It's just a hunk of metal. Just a $50,000 hunk of metal.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure if you lost it and it's your bad, you have to pay for that one.
I don't understand why they didn't use a fake one. I've said it already once this morning. Why wouldn't you use a fake one for a game?
Why does Jason not in the first place keep it in a really nice display on a shelf in an office where it's always safe? He continuously loses that ring. And we know that he cares about it, but obviously not enough.
Maybe it's good that he doesn't put that much value on material items.
Yeah.
But honestly, there's a lot of value on that material item,
yes,
sir.
Yes. Ashanti, Nelly, they are expecting and they are engaged. Now, we already knew that they were expecting. I don't know why everyone's acting like this is a big announcement. It's everywhere as if it's brand new news that we haven't heard before. But we even talked on the show about how they were expecting a baby together.
Yeah, I must say, though, every time I'm reminded that they're together, yeah, I get a little bit giddy and excited. Yeah. I love that couple.
This will be her first child and his fifth. Production on Law & Order SVU was halted for about 20 minutes while the show's star, Mariska Hargitay, helped a little girl find her mother. The girl saw Mariska's badge and thought that she was a real cop, so she went to her and asked for help. And there's a really sweet picture floating around of Mariska down on her knees at the girl's level trying to help her, and they were able to reunite her with her mom. And the Tortured Poets Department will drop tonight. It's scheduled to drop at midnight Eastern time, which means we should have it here in Kansas City at 11 o'clock. New Taylor Swift. That's your tabloid trash. Save time and money with healthy grab-and-go meals that are delicious from Lean Kitchen KC, locally owned. 4 locations, leankitchenkc.bottle.com. Mix 93.3. Good morning. You're listening to The Rocket and Teresa Show, minus The Rocket, plus the Tara.
I like it. I like it a lot.
It's a ladies' week. Rocket's enjoying some much-deserved time off with his family.
We've been talking about a lot of female stuff this week. When he comes back and we bring him up to speed, he's going to be disgusted.
Yeah, well, he's pretty much disgusted with us all the time, so we just figured we could get away with it more. We actually are going to tell you how you could be a finalist to win some cool prizes from Starlight up next, but Uber released a list of things that people leave behind. Have you ever taken an Uber and left something and then panicked?
No, actually. I don't think I have.
I'm pretty good about that. At least nowadays, like with Uber, it's easy to track. You know exactly who is your driver,
yes,
where's their car, you can contact them. You know, if you, years ago, if you would take a cab, for example, it's not so easy to
goodbye
find.
Forever, your item.
Yeah. So Uber actually released this, and they said the most common things that people leave behind in cars, at least over the past year, clothing, luggage, headphones, wallets, and jewelry. That makes sense.
Okay.
But then they went further and shared some of the really weird and unusual things that people have left behind. And this is just in the past year. A frontal hair toupee.
Okay. Frontal. Just the frontal.
Hot sauce and a breathalyzer.
Okay.
Wonder why those go together. Someone panicked because they left behind a leaf that was very much needed.
Leaf?
What kind of a leaf?
Like for a table or for a tree?
No, I think a leaf, like a tree leaf.
That's my very special leaf.
Yep. Two containers with spiders in them.
Ooh.
A tray of meat pie.
Classic.
Again, these are real things that people left behind this past year in Uber. Uber's actually released the list. A ceramic cat, a jar of oysters, a candle that says, see you in court.
These are amazing. And the people wanted these things back.
Yes. A live pet turtle. A burrito steamer? What is a burrito steamer?
I don't know, but do I need one?
Anything that goes with a burrito, I feel like I need.
Yeah, I could be steaming burritos left and right.
Benihana garlic butter.
Okay.
Framed Taylor Swift autograph.
Oh, gosh.
A fart sensor.
I get that.
Why do you need a sensor? Is it like a sensor to tell you if you're going to fart, or it detects that a fart has happened that nearby?
Somebody else has done it.
And what does it do? Go off and go, danger, danger.
Don't breathe in. It's bad.
Someone actually left behind in an Uber a fake butt, a thong. Those did not go together, by the way. Undergarments, a paternity test.
Okay.
Yeah, they definitely needed that bag.
I didn't know you could DIY those things.
Oh, I guess not. A WWE, well, maybe it was a legit one from the doctor, but they left
it
in the
results.
Uber.
Yeah, gotcha. Yeah.
A WWE championship belt. And a large sticker with a dancing cartoon cat that says...
We lost her. I'm on the edge of my seat.
A large sticker with a dancing cartoon cat that says Spanky Fest.
You have to have that back. How embarrassed would you be to contact Uber and be like, this is what I left behind and I really need that back?
I've got to go get me one of those right away. You can wear it out to Starlight if you win the prize.
Yes, that's right. We'll all recognize you. We want to make you a finalist to win a pair of tickets to three of Starlight Theater's 2024 Broadway shows. It would include tickets to The Cher Show, Come From Away, and West Side Story. Plus, if you win all of that, you'll also get a dinner for two at a local Kansas City restaurant. All you have to do is text the word
Spanky.
Spanky. 2816-476-793 to become a finalist. We'll call the winner tomorrow.
Jack Harlow on Mix 93.3. So, Tara.
Yes, ma'am.
Tomorrow is our last day for our ladies only party.
Should we talk about like syncing up and stuff?
Let's talk about so many things that would gross Rocket out. He'll be back on Monday.
Hey, ladies, what's up with your cycle? Call now.
We can't sync up anymore. You know what is funny, though? Not to be TMI, but we're going to totally
Let's
be TMI. So I don't have that anymore once a month because I've had a hysterectomy.
Bye-bye, uterus.
But Tara and I, we were synced up before, and we're still kind of synced up.
Mm-hmm.
It's very weird. Like we think about things at the same time. We say the same thing. I don't know. We're still synced up.
Teresa's having insomnia right now.
Yeah.
She's messing up her words.
Yeah.
She was having some cramping yesterday.
Yeah.
You had some blurry vision today.
Yeah.
You pregnant, girl.
I don't know. My symptoms are also the same for people who are just old.
No. So. It's pregnancy. We're really synced up.
Well, whatever the reason is that maybe you possibly need some new money, whether it be for medication or a baby, either one. You have another chance to win $1,000 with our $1,000 thank you. Next keyword is at 3 o'clock, and then we have another one at 4 o'clock.
That's right, with our boy Davo.
That's right. All right, before we get out of here, let's do our second look. Martin Scorsese, he reportedly wants Leonardo DiCaprio to work with him again and play
What? Who?
Did my words just completely flip?
Maybe.
Frank Sinatra was
what?
My brain completely switched the first
Sank
letter.
Sinatra, my boy, my dog.
What the heck
That's
just
amazing.
Happened? Anyways.
Very impressive stuff.
All right, everybody, have a wonderful day. God bless.
Be kind.
Show's over.
And we're done.
We've already run out of time again.
This is where we say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Don't say goodbye.
Who'd like to hang around and help clean up?
That ended well.
Bye, 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 bye. Rock. Rocket and Teresa and Tara in the morning. Mix 93.3.